Well, when did you decipher?
At exactly 0400.
Let's have it.
It's just three words.
I didn't ask for a word count. Give me the message.
You won't believe it. We've checked and double-checked. It keeps coming up the same thing. Colonel, the message is, Mars needs women.
Folks, we are back in the action room, and I know you've been waiting for us, because I have been waiting for us.
We took the big plunge, the big dive. We're back.
That's what you just heard. I'm
Jessica.
Tony Wolf.
And who's sitting across from us?
Producer Mike. And I actually have some breaking news right from the
top
here.
Well, hold on.
Here.
I was going to talk about something I'm really
excited about. I've got some serious things going on in my life I wanted to talk about.
We're going to have to not do that right now. Sorry, guys.
Man.
This is way important, okay? I explain this, this is off the feed I just heard.
Way important.
No way.
The Action Room has just secured an interview with the creator of the dreaded April 1st Conflicker computer virus.
Wait, what?
I know.
That virus I've been hearing about all day?
Yep, that's not doing anything. Our journalistic integrity demands... I have to read this. Our journalistic integrity demands that we not expose him to the authorities, so we have agreed to preserve his identity and distort his voice.
Fuck that guy.
I know.
This was just handed to us from the Action Room news desk.
It just was. Even we don't really know who he is. I know I don't. He's calling us from a payphone at a McDonald's somewhere in the Northern Hemisphere. I don't know how we figured that.
I think with Google Maps, they tracked him to the Northern Hemisphere.
Constantly refreshing.
I think it's the Action Room satellite.
All right, well.
All right, so let's get to it.
Tony, get professional.
He's on the phone now?
He's supposedly on now.
Okay. Patch him through.
Okay, hello? Hello, is this the creator of the evil computer virus? Are you there?
Greetings, you fools.
Well, good day to you too, sir. When you say fools, is that like an April Fool's reference?
First things first, evil computer virus creator. Why would you create such a horrible invention?
My mommy won't give me more Pop-Tarts, and the whole world must share my pain. Plus, I just like to fuck with people.
How old are you, virus guy?
I am 6 years old. Taking over the world's computers will give me more space on my computer to play World of Warcraft online.
An article online today said the virus you created is out there, but awaiting instructions from its creator. Why are you waiting, evil virus guy?
Yeah. I feel it is a reflection of the human race. I wanted to make a philosophical statement. Aren't we all just out there in life awaiting instructions from our creator?
Wow.
Whoa.
An existential 6-year-old evil computer genius. Will wonders never cease? Why did you call it the Conflicker virus, by the way? That's kind of a strange name.
Some bullies on an online message board started calling me Cornfucker for reasons I'd rather not get into. And I thought, turn their mean nickname around on them. But I can't curse online. My parents would yell at me. So I had to go with Conflicker.
Anything else you want to tell the world, evil computer kid?
If I'm not allowed to stay up past 8:30, the world will feel my wrath!
Hello? Is he still on?
He just hung up on us?
Yeah. Whoa!
He is evil!
Whoa.
You don't hang up in the Action Room. I don't care if you're going to bring civilization down tomorrow.
I'm so scared of that little kid. Thank God I have a Mac.
Oh, the dreaded Mac rivalry.
Thank God I have a Mac.
Producer Mike doesn't like the Macs.
Yeah, well,
He and Jessica fight about it all the time.
So you guys don't open anything that says corn fucker, corn flicker, corn chip.
Quan Yin.
6-year-old genius. None of nothing. Just stay off your computers if you can. So we have a freaking awesome show tonight.
Woohoo!
Awesome show. We have an interview with Tanya Fisher, who... you guys are going to love. She is a rockin' chick, and she had a reoccurring role as Wendy on Life on Mars.
Yes, awesome show, awesome actress. We got her here in the studio.
It just ended this week with the final season.
Yes. Awesome show, just got canceled.
But hey, look, that's the life
that's
of
the
entertainment
going,
right now.
Yeah.
I'd say that we'll see her in the future because she's a really cool personality, talent.
Yes, yes. And I'd also like to give a shout out to my friend who's a featured extra on the show, Chris Miscavige. Hey, Chris Miscavige. He's
hey,
a detective.
Chris, I saw you in the background there eating a jelly. I have a friend who played a detective on the show, too.
Oh,
shout
my
out
God.
To Patrick Noonan.
All Action Room detectives, Patrick Noonan.
And I'd just like to thank you for finding my first edit for the show.
That's what we're here for, Producer Mike. All right.
We're
going
to get right to it.
We're going to get right to it.
We got her waiting outside. She's ready to divulge.
Tell the Action Room security guards to allow her entry.
She is here, and she's our big-time celebrity guest. So let's not take too long with the commercial break.
All right. We'll be right back.
All right, Action fans, welcome back to the Action Room. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Jessica.
And we have our very special guest here, as we promised, the lovely and talented Tanya Fisher.
Everyone,
welcome Tanya Fisher.
Thank you.
Tanya Fisher, most known recently for appearances on Windy in the wonderful series, unfortunately now canceled, Life on Mars.
Which the finale was this last Wednesday. So, and I thought it was amazing. I did not expect it to go this way. And my question to you, just right off the bat, was like, did everybody know that it was going to go that way? Or
no.
No.
Well, some people might argue that, but the fact of it all is really that they didn't know they were going to have to cancel the show until a week before they had to write the episode.
Wow.
So, and there's the original BBC series, and I think they just wanted to make it their own.
Yeah, it didn't end that way.
Not at all. Wow. Yeah. And they had fun with it, I think, because we didn't know that final scene that you all saw. We didn't get that scene until, like, it was all top secret. We didn't know what was going to happen.
I was going to say, because it didn't get leaked out, but I guess that's because they had to do it so fast.
Yeah.
That it was. Now, I don't know if I should say the last episode, but I mean, I guess
you can say
we
it.
Should.
We
say
actually saw a panel discussion with the producers and some of the writers at Comic-Con a while back, and they were saying they were planting seeds for season two, but they kind of had their end game in mind for when the show would eventually end. Mm-hmm. So maybe when that all happened and the cancellation came in, they thought, okay, we just have to fast forward to this and wrap it up.
Well, I feel like since they ended it as such a different show, it's almost like they didn't cancel. They canceled a different show.
They canceled one show and ended up with another.
Like, they could go with, they could continue it now because it's such a different show. Okay,
right.
Basically, it ends where the reality is that they're astronauts on Mars.
And they're really on Mars.
Yeah. And it was an awesome ending.
What's the explanation for the whole reality of the 70s? And
that it was in his mind that he was going to be... What can you explain it a little bit better? I don't know.
Sure. They're all space-time travelers. And the reason he had gotten stuck in the 70s was there was a 70s radio station playing in the spaceship.
Ah.
The spaceship being called WIND, which is Win D.
And that's where you come in.
That's where I come in. So okay. I got the last day of work, I got to talk like Hal from 2000.
Yeah, she plays
that's
like
awesome.
I know. It was pretty rad. Actually, they had a playback for me to listen to at lunch and in my dressing room.
So you were like the computer of the ship? Or?
Yeah. I was the voice of the ship.
Nice.
Yeah,
it was so cool. You think it would have changed your character if you had known that from the very beginning?
No, because as an actor, I just took on the part like she was real. Mm-hmm. You know,
I
didn't play
a time traveler,
a robot or anything.
Mm-hmm. And your character was always sort of a mysterious, is she real, is she not?
Yeah.
Is she a figment of his imagination?
Totally. They had me barefoot all the time, popping up out of nowhere and disappearing quick.
Yeah. Are you a fan of sci-fi, like in general? Like,
of course. I mean, I...
You didn't know the show, though, the BBC version.
No, I did not. But as far as science fiction goes, I think that our everyday existence is playing out just as in like the cheesiest sci-fi novel you can find at the bookstore right now. It's happening.
True.
And I think I mean, that kind of directs more into this girl group thing I have.
The
Bambi Killers.
Okay.
Well, we'll get into that in a little bit.
Also, do you typically find yourself gravitating towards, like, the free spirit, as we say, sort of parts, or what are you typically cast in?
Well, see, That right there, Life on Mars, was my first gig where I was paying rent as an actress.
Right. So, good feeling.
Yeah. I was bartending before then and picking up other random odd jobs, but as far
you
as
were in, we did a little IMDb and we saw that you were in a Bruce Willis movie called Assassination of a High School President.
Yeah. That has yet to be released, and that was also my first studio job.
Okay.
Did that come before or after Life on Mars?
Before. Mm-hmm. So just
yet to be released, so it's like tied up or it's in...
Yeah, mysterious things. I'd spoken with the director. He said something about the distribution company going bankrupt, so who knows?
Wow, okay.
But it was fun.
What was Bruce
movie.
Willis like? Or did you meet him?
Yeah, I had a couple scenes with him. I played like the girl who was in detention and things like that. And he was the principal. Like,
wow.
Yeah, like...
I think you're about the age of the woman he just married.
Yeah, I think so.
Really? Yeah. He was cool. He's Bruce Willis, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
He's diehard.
So you were saying about parts you gravitate towards?
Parts
or?
I gravitate towards. I have a like wish list. Mm-hmm. As far as the reality right now, I'm going to take whatever I can get.
Sure.
I'm back at that rat race, like... I'm back
trying
at the
to
game.
Get work. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
But ideally, I definitely want to play something from a comic book or a vampire or a.
I see that.
and you were a vampire in that short film.
Yeah, the friend's short. She played a vampire.
What's the title of that so people can look it
what
up?
What is the title of that?
It's called Cherries.
Cherries, right?
Cherries.
Right.
Yeah. And it was a C
you
word.
Look it up on YouTube, guys.
Yeah.
Tell us about your band, the Bandy Killers.
Sure. Well, we all met waitressing.
Okay.
In the fancy part of town called the Meatpacking District. The place sucks. And we recognized each other for being, you know, real people. So we formed a union and just like figured out that we lived a few blocks from each other and started getting together and writing little short scripts about conspiracy theories or murder or like a treasure hunt or secret powers, all sorts of things.
Cool.
Yeah. And then it just evolved into us all working in the entertainment industry. We're all working actresses and have been trained in theater, song, dance, what have you. And we just sort of created this in response to being in the business. We're just doing what we want to do. We're playing the joke on them now. And basically it's a combination of all sorts of theater, and it has a somewhat of a darker theme to it. And
well, you are killing Bambi. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we
first her mom.
Always dying in those Disney movies.
Okay, we perform mostly at rock and roll shows. We open for friends' bands. We have acts that range from, you know, 5 minutes to half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We took it to Edinburgh last year at the Fringe Theatre
Festival. Oh, the Fringe
Festival.
Yeah.
We wrote our own show called I'm Not Convinced, and it was just... we took a lot of things that happened in the media that year, like the polygamist wives in Texas, mm-hmm. and like that crazy man who, you know, raised and raped his daughter in the tunnel in the basement. And we just used similar like themes like Scientology and Tom Cruise and made fun of it all. And
nice.
We did this through playing doom metal songs live to doing crazy like dance routines and space suits. And there's always blood in every show.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
I looked on your website. The pictures, lots of blood. Lots of blood.
Yeah.
So it's almost like performance art plus music plus theater plus rock and roll.
Yeah. So we have a few shows coming up. One at Fontana's on the 24th at the end of the month. And we have a residency at Lit, which is a dungeon bar
in
the village.
Place. So if people want to find out more about it, it's MySpace or the website itself or both?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be great.
So what's your
Tell
website?
Tell us what the website is.
The website is BambiKillersNYC.com and the MySpace is MySpace.com/BambiKillersNYC. And that's Bambi like the Disney movie, yes.
Yes.
So, but anyway, all right, so what are you looking forward to? Is there anything you're auditioning for that you can...
Tomorrow I have an audition for a dominatrix on Law & Order.
Nice.
There you go.
Go from what?
Edgy. You know,
that's not 60s at all.
No.
She's a time traveler, too. Was there like kind of a revelation after you first saw yourself on the first episode that you were on? Like as far as how you felt you looked or acted or something? Like, did you want to change
I'm
things,
a real
or?
Actor
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
It was trippy. Surreal, you know.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
like Christmas and it was,
what a gift.
Yeah,
well,
it was
good.
It was like hit me in the face right now kind
wow.
of thing. Yeah.
Cool.
So
another audition,
we can
or?
Hit you in the face right now, is that what you're saying? Because this is preparation for your dominatrix audition tomorrow.
I know.
We're going to beat you up so you can beat up people in Law and Order.
That gracious attitude, more will come your way, I think.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I will point out that...
It's such a sweet moment, right?
Oh, action room bonding.
And also check out all the Life on Mars episodes. Are there particular ones that people should check out that
you're in? Several episodes, right? Everyone knows it's windy. Because they're on Hulu.com.
Hulu.com.
Sure. The first, the second, the third, the fourth. the,
okay.
The
minor
the,
fifth.
I like the one last week, though. The Everyone Knows It's Windy. Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
All right. Well, thanks for being in the action room.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tanya.
And watch out for Tanya Fisher's future appearances as she takes over Hollywood.
And please come back maybe with the band, minus the blood, but please perform.
So the show isn't censored, is it?
No.
Okay,
no.
We'll be here.
Cursing the whole
okay.
time. Oh, yeah, please come back.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Bye. We'll be back.
We'll be right back after these non-messages. Sucking on my titties like you want to be calling me all the time like Blondie. Check out my crispy behind. It's fine all over the time. Like sex on the beaches. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Huh? What? Fuck the pain away. Fuck the pain away. Fuck the pain away. Fuck the pain away.
All right, we are back from the break.
Yes.
She is a freaking crazy chick.
She's awesome, and I just want the audience to know that Tony did have some pistachios, so if he's coughing through the rest of the segment.
Yes, I just choked on some evil virus-laden pistachios. Not a computer virus, mind you, but the salmonella virus or whatever the computer...
I don't understand how salmonella can be in a pistachio.
I know, right? It's
weird. Thought it was like raw chicken shit.
I think I'm going to write a song called Salmonella. Salmonella.
You're in peanut butter pistachio.
But you don't know how pistachios are created. They're from the manure of cows.
No, they're not.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
That's
I love
action
sucking
room
on them salty shells.
Action room science fact. All right.
Salty nuts. You,
you
were
what,
enough about cow's manure.
Time for
the nerd news.
Nerd news.
Okay, so first up, we found this out today that the Wolverine movie got leaked in its entirety. The whole movie, the final cut online. You can watch it. So the studio is freaking out because nobody's going to go see the movie.
Totally freaking out. People are already posting reviews. The FBI has even gotten involved and I think is raiding a 12-year-old's house in the Midwest right now. So
the corn fucker virus creator.
But it's kind of crazy.
It's kind of sad. I mean, as much as like I will watch a pirated movie, it's, you know, we're just stealing.
Have you watched pirated movies online, though? Like,
I
sat
mean,
there
I,
for 2 hours?
I've actually never taken one, but my friend downloaded The Simpsons movie. We watched when it was still in the theater.
I'm completely against it.
I think this is the first time, though, that a movie has been, you know, leaked out so
pre-release.
Early.
Pre-release. Yeah.
Pre-release, such a big, highly anticipated movie. Although I feel like I have a dim memory that the Hulk movie a year and a half ago, some of it was released online also.
Maybe
before.
Nobody cared, though.
I don't know. You guys, we're hurting Hugh Jackman's children here.
Like, don't hurt. And ladies who like Hugh Jackman, you're hurting his pectorals.
Could this
and
be,
his arm muscles.
Smaller and smaller.
Could this be... But
shh, they're deflating. Ain't It Cool News, the site that we love, ain'titcoolnews.com, is refusing to allow anyone to post reviews until the movie actually opens, because they're trying to take a stand against internet piracy.
Good.
All right, well, on to more,
sad news
about the
episode.
This
episode is all about fulfilling producer Mike's prophecy that entertainment is
not
dead.
Not to mention that the storyline for Green Lantern is blackest night.
Producer Mike feels that the entertainment industry, as we know it, will be dead in 5 years or
so
4 years.
So, on that note, Guiding Light, one of the longest running dramas in TV freaking history. This show has been on since 1952.
But now, before
famous
that,
soap opera.
Before that, it was on radio up from 1937.
It was on radio?
Yeah.
Who listens to radio?
What the fuck? Well, radio is dead. Don't people know?
You get the Oscar, Tony. For
okay, but anyway.
Wait, Oscar. Can you, Oscar. Tony, can you do that again?
What the fuck?
It was
radio?
On...
It was on radio?
Okay. Anyway,
I didn't know you could go that high. Anyways, y'all didn't let me tell you.
Go ahead.
It's canceled.
The guiding light. So, now, I know our audience is weeping and ready to commit Harry Carey
right
now.
Your evil twin brother that is also the doctor of your ailing wife in the hospital is... You can't watch him every week now.
Yeah, he's canceled.
Was there ever like a geeky kind of soap opera? Or is
there was a soap opera that occasionally had like vampire storylines. That's kind of geeky.
Oh, I think I remember that. Was that Passions or something?
Yes, Passions.
Yes. Don't tell me why I knew that.
What?
Yeah, why do Mike and I know
so
this?
So let's just do a little like, remember the guiding light.
Well, now, there are some other firsts that this show had.
Yeah, they had the first... They had the first girl-on-girl kiss.
On radio.
On the radio.
It was on an episode, and the characters were listening.
I think that was in
1939.
Episode. It was Mildred and Rose.
Mildred.
And they Mildred. Were sisters.
They were sisters. And what happened was...
Mildred Feingold.
Rose brought over a Jell-O mold, and she meant to give her sister Mildred a kiss on the cheek and place the Jell-O mold. But what happened was the Jell-O mold, those things are shaky, you know?
It jiggled.
And so it jiggled, and they were both like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, and they ended up making out.
And little do people know is that is actually the inspiration for Orson Welles' War of the Worlds.
Also, it was the first use of the word bitchin' on the radio. And
in 1956.
In 1956.
There wasn't that much respect and equality with men and women. And what was the line that the character said?
The line was, keep that bitch in the kitchen.
Yeah. That's how the word was
bitchin'.
Created. You need to listen to the Action Room for this stuff. This shit.
And also, one more fact that I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, I'm not doing that one. You can do that.
Okay. The first use of a cancer kazoo by a character in daytime television. I thought that was really interesting.
Who knows what a cancer kazoo
hotline.
Is?
Yeah, because we were debating this.
Now,
cancer kazoo is the thing you put on your neck.
And when
the people that can't talk anymore from, is it?
Whereas
from smoking, they got cancer of the freaking throat.
And they can't
vote,
so,
baby.
So I think
Huey.
We got more good news.
Well, we have more sad news. This is the all sad dead version of nerd news.
So we're mourning the loss of so fucked up.
Okay, now, you Action Room listeners, you should know Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Well, you also know the spinoff show Angel.
Oh,
well,
yeah, David Boreanaz.
And one of the actors is now an angel.
Oh.
And his name is...
Producer Mike.
Well, we hope that he's an angel,
Andy,
right?
He is. He was a good guy.
Let's give him credit where credit's due.
Okay, Andy Hallett. Hallett?
Hallett? Hallett, I think
it's... I think he's from Texas.
Let's give him credit where credit is due. Hallett?
Those Texas people say Hallett, not Hallett.
Anyway.
Okay, Andy was Lorne, the karaoke singing demon on Angel. Right. Very fun character.
Right. And I heard that they did bury him in his demon makeup, so that's good.
So, he's now set to star as an angel on Guiding Light.
Oh, so rest in peace,
afterlife.
Andy Hallett. If Andy Hallett came back to life, he'd be a zombie.
Speaking of
zombies, this is called the segue episode.
Tony has never laughed this hard on the ice. This is the first. I think we have for Guinness Book, you know, longest
the most
running
segues,
longest running, you know, Guiding Light and stuff. We have the least respectful reference to a dead obituary.
At least we do like a little sketch about them.
Yeah, right.
Like.
No. Look, the fact that we're even talking about this guy in the first place gives credit to him. Right?
Yes, we respect him. We like him.
All right. So next nerd news topic. All right.
Thank you.
We've got an upcoming huge crossover storyline with the DC Comics Green Lantern. It's called Blackest Night.
Okay. Now we're giving. I'm going to time this right now.
All right.
We're giving Tony 30 seconds.
Okay.
To tell us the entire plot, and if he can't.
We'll cut him off.
We're going to fall asleep on him. So
this is the game show of the Action Room. You ready?
Okay, ready? And hold on. And it starts now.
Okay, Green Lantern has been a hit book under writer Geoff Johns. Not only are there Green Lanterns, but there's Rainbow Lanterns, lanterns for every color. Amidst all the different color lanterns, red lanterns, yellow lanterns, green lanterns, orange lanterns, zombies come back from a black lantern who can bring any dead character back to life. So every character in the DC Universe who is dead is now able to come back as a zombie. And then the characters that are dead that should not have been dead will come back, they'll all fight, and some characters will become good and live.
And that's
with it. With time to spare! With time to spare! a Tony. That is 3.5
seconds to spare.
Now, what people don't know is that I have to do this with him from in day-to-day life.
What people don't know is what you just said.
Yeah, right? We have no idea what the plot's about, but it sounds pretty interesting.
So anyway,
zombies.
It's going to be like the ultimate zombie fest.
Yeah,
like
bringing back old characters from the DC universe that were dead. Now, the one thing I wanted to add about the Conflicker, you know, we spoke to the Conflicker creator. Now, I thought what was really interesting, and my friend Jason Liebig, friend of the show, who was an editor at Marvel Comics, he said that, did you know that the one word that you can't write in a comic book is the word flick? Because the font,
yes,
the L and the I look like a U, and it looks like it's saying fuck. So when he was assuming that it was corn fucker and that's why they say corn flicker. But I thought that was interesting because who would have thought that was a word you
or
couldn't say?
Or con fucker, like so people who have sex at comic book conventions.
Right.
Con fuckers.
Oh, nice.
Or it's like star fuckers.
Right, right.
Comic fans
there's
who have sex
be,
with
like,
comic
other
celebrities.
Words that have L and I next to them.
But not with F and C, you know, and C and
an
K,
yeah.
You know.
Sucks,
you know. You can't say slick, maybe, also.
Suck.
Because that would look like suck, yeah.
Be like, slick a cock.
All I can say is, this is the best nerd news ever. And we're going to wrap it up
right
now.
That should totally
be
a t-shirt. Slick a cock.
Slick a cock.
Slick a cock.
But the font looks like suck.
Okay, someone out there in our Action Room listening audience, if you want to make $1 million and be on Gawker next week, start making Slick a Cock t-shirts right now.
Conflicker.
And let us know.
All right, everybody. We're wrapping it up. I'm Jessica.
I'm Tony. We have now created 7 catchphrases, which we want to hear you call in on our Action Room hotline. And we've got producer Mike here. So have a great show. Have a great
You have a great show that you're creating that's in competition with ours. I hope you die and your guiding light burns out. Now it's like a cock.
Tony, I'm drunk and I'm Tony.
All right, guys, we're wrapping it up. That was a freaking awesome show and you better have liked it. We've had everything from vampires to cock slicking. And
everything but the kitchen sink was in this episode, so thanks very much for
tuning
in.
Except keep that bitch in the kitchen.
Keep that slicking bitch in the kitchen. I'm
all
Tony
right,
Wolf.
I'm Jessica. We got producer Mike right over there. Check out our MySpace and YouTube links. You know how it goes. Have a good night, guys.
Peace out.